For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill. As we spend some time this week and recap the most recent 2018 Minnesota State FFA convention by checking in at our area chapters, Donna Honer joining us from Ricori Schools and the Painesville FFA. And Donna, thanks for joining us. And we talk about the state FFA convention and summarize it for us. How was it this year for you and your chapter?
Oh, my goodness. This year's convention was fantastic. We had several of our teams qualify for the state finalists. They got into the top five or whatever. We had our dairy judging team, our prepared public speaking, and our Parley Pro team made it to the top five.
So did you participate in any one of those teams?
I did not. I participated in floriculture. My team, however, did not place in the final five. I did receive an award for star placement working on my neighbor's dairy farm, though.
So
that was exciting.
So what goes into receiving that award, Donna? How do you get yourself eligible for that award?
Well, when I went in to interview for my state degree application, I showed them an extensive, I compile a bunch of records where I work on my neighbor's dairy farm. So all the different tasks that I do, all the different goals that I've had throughout my FFA career and how I've achieved them, they look at all of those, and then I qualified at the region level, and they decided that they'd send out a couple of gentlemen to come and interview me on the dairy farm and see all the tasks that I do and how much FFA and my CDE has helped me grow throughout the years. So that's how I qualified.
Well, it seems like FFA was just a fit for you working on a dairy farm. And how did you get involved? Did you seek it out yourself, or did somebody persuade you, or somebody pay you $5, or what?
$5? I have always had a passion for animals, and I had been involved in 4-H, and I was always curious about what FFA had to offer me. My advisor in my chapter went up to me at a school event and was like, "Hey, I heard you're really interested in animals. Would you perhaps be interested in learning more about FFA?" And that kind of sparked my interest, and then it snowballed from there to applying to be a chapter officer region. So now I just applied to be a state officer. I did not get the opportunity to be elected, however, but it was still an amazing experience.
So, Donna, how is this going to factor into your potential career? Is agriculture going to find a place in your career after high school, do you feel?
Yes. I'm actually already attending Ridgewater College of Willmar for farm operations and management. So I've definitely fallen in love with the farming lifestyle and all of the people in that industry, and it just makes my heart, I get the warm fuzzies every single time I think about it, and I want that in my future. So definitely pursuing that further education and one day living up to the dream of owning my own beef cow calf farm.
You know, I feel it fortunate to live in this area where we're so agriculture intensive still. And do you ever get friends or anybody else that say, "Donna, of all things, why are you wanting to farm or be in agriculture?" Do you ever get questions why you decided to stay? And I'm sure it's got a simple answer from your side, too.
Yes. Well, actually, I wasn't fortunate to grow up on a farm. I lived in the city for a long time, and we just recently moved out into a rural setting in Rockville, Minnesota. And I got the opportunity to start to buy some dairy steers, and I got a couple horses and chickens and pigs, and I just fell in love with it and the lifestyle, and I'm like, I would not want to live any other way. It is a lot of work getting up, taking care of the animals, and people think that I'm crazy because who would like to work that hard all the time? And I'm like, it's doing what I love, so.
Yeah, it's all part of the dream, right, Donna?
Exactly.
Donna Honer joining us from Ricori Schools and the Painesville FFA. Well, Donna, thanks for sharing some insights into your state convention experience and insights about yourself and your journey to maintain and excel in the world of agriculture. So we appreciate your time, Donna.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for having me.
You bet. Have a great day. Donna Hohner joining us as we focus and recap the state FFA convention. Here on CASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.